Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe, White Supremacists Oppose Abortion to Avoid Non-White Replacement. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 14, 2019. Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe tweeted on Sunday that white supremacists oppose abortion because they fear it will reduce the number of white infants and eventually contribute to non-white replacement. The professor ignores the disproportionate effect of abortion on black Americans and the fact that actual white supremacists like Richard Spencer endorse abortion. This weekend, Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe insisted on social media that white supremacy and abortion have a direct correlation, claiming that racist white people are against abortion due to fearing it will reduce the number of white infants and thus contribute to what they fear is non-white replacement. The professor's claims, however, are peculiar, given that abortion has had a disproportionate effect on minority communities. According to a 2018 report, induced abortion is the leading cause of death in the United States and accounts for 61% of all deaths amongst black Americans. Reverend Cleanard Childress Jr. notes that 52% of all black pregnancies end in abortion as well. White supremacists oppose abortion because they fear it'll reduce the number of white infants and thus contribute to what they fear is non-white replacement, tweeted Tribe on Sunday. Never underestimate the way these issues and agendas are linked. This turns intersectionality on its head. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, among many other users on Twitter, reacted to Tribe's claims by pointing out that abortion actually kills more minorities than whites. "My old con law professor, sadly, being deeply deceptive," began Cruz in his tweet. "Abortion targets in particular minority women. More than half of African American babies, tragically, are aborted." Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, was a vehement advocate of eugenics. Despite facing significant backlash on Twitter, Professor Tribe has since doubled down on his initial remarks, stating he did not mean to say that everyone who is against abortion is a white supremacist. "Learn to read, folks," tweeted Tribe. "I neither said nor implied nor believe any such thing. Some X or Y doesn't translate to all Y or Xta." But Senator Cruz's point, however, carries a lot of weight, given that avowed white nationalists, such as Richard Spencer, for example, who was recently seen on CNN criticizing President Donald Trump, have also acknowledged their own opposition to the pro-life movement. In accordance with Margaret Sanger, Spencer takes a pro-abortion stance for eugenics purposes. The Centers for Disease Control found that between 2007 and 2010, more than 35% of the deaths by abortion in the United States happened to black babies, despite blacks representing only 12.8% of the population. On the contrary, non-Hispanic whites, who make up 63.7% of the U.S. population, account for only 37.7% of all U.S. abortions. Rapper and TV personality Nick Cannon has also expressed his thoughts on Planned Parenthood, stating that the abortion provider is promoting population control, as well as committing genocide against black people. "Think about all the stuff they did with Planned Parenthood," said Cannon in 2016. "That type of stuff is to take our community and, forget gentrification, it's real genocide, and it's been like that for years." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.